If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Mondays can be tough. We always love to kick off the work week with good news. All right, Andy, what do you have for Tell Me Something Good?
Well, our good news story today comes from Jake Gyllenhaal. I guess over the weekend, he was walking along New York City, and he saved a dog's life.
Aww.
So I'll tell you what happened. Jake was walking. He was at the corner of the intersection of Late and Hudson, I think it's pronounced right, Late in Hudson Street, about 10:30, when he saw this big giant Dalmatian in the middle of the intersection, just standing there all on its own, absolutely terrified. I guess it had gotten off its leash and gotten away from its owner. Mm-hmm. So Jake Gyllenhaal went full on traffic cop and into the middle of the intersection, put his hands up both ways to stop all traffic in all directions, and then eventually coaxed the dog to come back to the owner.
Yeah.
After it was all said and done, of course, Jake Gyllenhaal, of course, he had to lecture the owner on possible leashes that they should get in the future to avoid the dog getting away, but he did help save the dog's life.
They're really lucky. I'm happy to know that people in New York don't stop for everyone, but
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Exactly.
That's now 101 reasons to love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, because it was a Dalmatian.
Yeah.
All right,
you're
Sam,
welcome.
I hope you have something better than that to contribute this morning.
Well, there's now the age-old question of whether you're not you're a coffee or tea drinker. It says a lot about you. They researched and studied 2,000 people, both coffee and tea drinkers alike, and not only are there differences in their music taste and their taste in entertainment and TV shows, but here's some personality stats for you. Now, I know, Andy, you're a big coffee drinker.
Big time.
Right?
I do like my coffee.
Never seen you drinking tea, so let's assume that you are a religious coffee drinker.
Okay, for the purpose of the bit, sure.
Coffee drinkers are more likely to be introverts, correct?
Okay, well, a little bit, yeah. Okay, I'll go
more
with that.
More likely to be morning people as well?
Sure.
No,
thank you. Okay.
Andy, don't disagree because neither of those things are true.
Again, I'm saying more likely to be. More likely to prefer dogs. You have a dog.
Okay, 100% on that. I'll give you that.
More likely to have five or more friends.
Five or more friends?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Check.
Seems like a low number.
More likely to be single.
Okay, well, no.
Maybe not that one.
Can't lie on that one.
So those are for the coffee drinkers. For the tea drinkers, I know, Nikki, you can't really drink coffee.
I love coffee, but I have to go with tea, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tea drinkers are more likely to be extroverts.
Yes. Okay. I'm an extrovert.
More likely to be considered a night owl.
No.
Okay. More likely to prefer cats.
No.
More likely to be tidy or perfectly clean?
Not at all.
This hasn't gone well for you, has it?
Oh, and more likely to be in a relationship, too.
Okay.
They need to survey more people.
All right, thank you for that good news this morning,
You're
Sam. All right, so you guys remember Mike Posner, right?
Yeah.
He had that song Cooler Than You back in the day as well. Well, he's now taking a well-deserved break after walking 6 months across the U.S., almost 3,000 miles from New Jersey to California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he celebrated when he reached the sand on Venice Beach by jumping in the ocean and getting a very well-deserved massage. After 6 months of walking, imagine how that must have felt. So he had been through a lot on his six-month trek. He was bitten by a baby rattlesnake at one point, ended up in the hospital for a few days before he continued his walk. And if you're wondering why he decided to walk 3,000 miles across the U.S., he said it was the deaths of his father and his friend Avicii that inspired him to make the trip and hopefully inspire other people to achieve their goals as well. This really warmed my heart. When he wasn't walking, he said he was meditating and doing yoga. He met a ton of people along the way, and he'd always invite them to come and walk with him, even for like a mile or two.
I love that.
Come out, let's chat, get to know each other. And he said he is not the same person he was when he started. Now he is a lot harder. He's a lot more authentic. He's more real. He's more himself. And that is the only trophy that he needs.
Wow, that's such a cool story. Good for him.
He's a super bright guy, super intelligent, does a lot of work outside the music business. I mean, he's really, really an interesting guy.
You know, I love to challenge myself. Obviously, I've never done something like this, but I want to marry him. Like, just somebody who went out of his way to challenge himself and grow in a way that most people won't in our lifetimes. And I find it so inspiring.
Nice.
Good for him.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, so this woman was removed from a cruise ship and then banned for life by this vacation cruise line. I think this is becoming an epidemic. Do you think they went too far? So this woman has been banned for life from Royal Caribbean Cruises for standing on the ship's railing to try and take the perfect photo.
Oh my God.
Seriously. So she climbed over the railing outside of her room and was hanging off the edge of this giant cruise ship to get the perfect picture. I can only assume it was so that she could post it on Instagram and get lots of likes, right? This is becoming an epidemic. People putting themselves in dangerous situations to get that perfect photo, right?
Gotta do it for the gram.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there was a fellow passenger that said he was on his balcony. He saw this woman climb onto her railing and it happened so quickly. He didn't know what her intentions were, of course.
Yeah.
So he alerted the crew and he said, you know, if I said nothing and she was going to jump, that would have been obviously a horrible outcome. Exactly. And then Royal Caribbean says now that the woman's actions were reckless and dangerous and sad, and that both her and the person taking the photo are now banned for life from sailing with Royal Caribbean.
Excellent.
I mean, it's a little much of a punishment to be banned for life for something like this. Yeah.
Why?
I mean, you could do this if she wants to go on another cruise ship and take another selfie and endanger her life on another cruise ship, she can do that. It's not like she's prevented from taking selfies for the rest of her life. So what's to stop her from doing this again?
Well, I think like as a company, number one, you have to protect yourself. You can't have people doing these crazy wild things. That's going to be so bad for publicity if something did happen to her.
But if she did pull the selfie off and it went viral, then it would be good publicity for the company.
I don't think they want that kind of publicity.
I think they're doing okay with their publicity as it is. I think there's so many reasons to ban her. Yeah, like Nikki said, the benefit of the company, because if something should happen to her, that's going to look really, really bad on the company, whether it's their fault or not. And also, it's also putting other people's lives in danger, because let's say she should happen to fall over. Well, there's going to be a rescue mission to try to save her, to try or find her. You're going to delay other guests. Maybe a guest would try to save her and they're going to put their life in danger. There's so many reasons why she should be banned.
It's kind of a ridiculous time, but we don't know what the signage was like. We don't know. I mean, if had it been better indicated on the signs that you're not allowed to climb over.
Right.
No,
Sam,
but I mean,
aside from the fact that you think it's okay that she climbed on the railing of a cruise ship where she could have died.
Yeah, you're
what about the guy? But all I could think about was the guy who had to report her, like sitting on his balcony watching this happen, wondering what he should do about it.
Yeah. I mean, if you see that she has a camera and she's trying to take a picture, I would just leave her be. I mean, like, it's your life. You can endanger your life. So sometimes drawing attention to the situation might actually make it even more dangerous, right? You catch her off guard, you might scare her.
So you wouldn't have reported her, you're saying? You're on a cruise ship, like enjoying your moment, you see somebody crawling over the railing, and there's nothing in you that is like, maybe I should alert some sort of authorities here to take care of this. You shouldn't be up there?
Again, if I see that she's like, you know, really trying to do something and take a selfie and I can see that she's in the act of something and she's not a threat to herself, then by all means. I mean,
you're the worst.
It's your life. It's your Instagram account.
You're on your own.
I don't want to get involved.
I'm calling Royal Caribbean and telling them to ban you from their cruises as well, because I can't see where you're coming from with either of those things.
She wants
right
to put her life in danger. That's her prerogative.
Lisa, have you ever been on a cruise before?
Yes, I've done 9 of them.
Whoa, 9 cruises.
9.
All right. Well, then you must have an opinion on what went on here.
Yes. She should be banned not only from Royal Caribbean, Sam, from all cruise lines.
There we go.
All cruise lines. No more cruise for her.
What's the first thing that would go through your mind if you're on a cruise and you see someone trying to take a ridiculous selfie like this? Like, what's your instinct?
Report her right away.
Yeah.
Someone would have to get to her room to get her down from there.
Exactly. And then slap her for being so idiotic.
People have no idea the delays the stupidity caused.
Oh, yeah.
They have no clue. And not only the cost to Royal Caribbean, because let's say they're delayed in a port of call, it's huge cost, port cost, but the delay to the passengers.
Yeah.
There are about cruise ships today, about 4,000 passengers on them.
Wow.
Plus crew, plus, you know, everybody else. And it's a delay, and it's a delay for every single passenger on that boat. Why? Because she wanted to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus mercy, there are places on the boat you can take a picture that make it look like you're on the Titanic.
You tell her, Lisa. You tell her. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
Have a great day, guys. Enjoy the sun.
Thank you. You too. This text at 92925 says, I'm glad she got banned. I just came back from New York City and seeing people stand in the extremities of the Brooklyn Bridge to get the best shot. That's the epidemic I'm talking about. And it just shows that addictive nature of social media and the attention we get from it. And I don't think anyone is immune to that. I think it's all of us. It just shows how addictive it is. You're willing to risk your life over and over again to get that perfect shot, to get get the likes.
Well, you know what they say. The closer to death, the more likes you get.
You said you saw this happen this weekend, right, Andy?
I was out for a hike, and we were up on top of a cliff. And people, the closer they got to the edge of the cliff, that made for the better shot. Yeah. Why can't you just be 5 feet away from the
edge? Because they're like, one more inch, two more likes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's scary, I know.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, so a friend and his wife got into a fight when she found out who he was voting for this weekend.
Uh-oh.
All right, so Sam, you said you got in a similar heated argument with your girlfriend this weekend.
Yeah, my girlfriend and my family both ganged up on me after I revealed, who I was going to vote for.
Big mistake.
And I mean, I feel comfortable enough with these people sharing my political views. I'm very outspoken.
Maybe that was your first mistake. Mm-hmm.
Well, why should we be secretive about this? But then, you know, it got me thinking that I'm voting based on my, I don't want to say selfishly, but there are things that are matters, you know, that are more important to me, that I put at the forefront. Not to say that it's more important than anything, but we all have our priorities when we're voting,
sure.
and I have mine, and the party that I'm voting for happens to be aligned with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got me thinking, well, if everyone's just voting based on what they want, then how are we all going to be happy if everyone's just voting for their own selfish, selfish reasons?
I don't think the idea is that we're all happy. This is just a democracy. This is how it works. We have to vote, and the majority rules.
But
I don't think it means that everybody is ever happy.
No, that's it. But I mean, you're voting, you know, for your family. You're voting for, you know, for your well-being, for your lifestyle. Everyone has their own thing going on. And I don't know if people are always putting the best interests of the country before their own interests.
Okay.
Is the fear that I have.
Okay. All right. So after this heated argument, what happened?
I stood my ground, and I learned to never talk politics with my family.
that's your lesson.
That's the thing. Remember, like, back in the day, and Kim Kieran, it was, like, so taboo back in the day to talk about politics, right?
Don't even bring the topic up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, that's changed, because that was the same time when my grandmother had to hide that she was, like, buying tampons. It was like, you can't tell anyone you're buying tampons, you can't tell anyone who you're voting for, you can't talk about politics, right?
Yes.
But you said you have a lot of, like, very heated arguments in your relationship.
Well, I don't bring that up at family dinner.
At family, okay, good within call. The
family
big family
dinner.
Okay.
The family.
Okay.
My mother-in-law, father-in-law, we don't agree.
What if you and your husband had very different political views, like Sam is kind of insinuating that he and his girlfriend do?
We would not talk about it because it would lead to a huge argument.
But shouldn't you be comfortable enough with yourselves and with your views? You should be able to share them at least in a mature, you know, setting without letting it
boil
over.
I feel that
over.
Way. I do. But my husband and I will just argue. We argue about socks. So like, you know.
Right. Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying.
All right, Andy, you don't like the politics talk.
No, I find politics boring. I don't like it at all. I don't really engage in it. I have a couple issues that I'm following with this election, and I'm voting based solely on that. I'm not very political in the first place, and I'm very open about that. So I'm very lucky that my wife isn't very political either, so we can kind of both stay away from it. And if I said to her, I'm voting for this party, she'd be like, who are they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's probably one of the reasons why I love her so much, is we don't get so debated and so heated and so passionate about this
stuff. See, I couldn't date someone who didn't have an opinion. I'd be the exact opposite. That apathy, I would need somebody to have that conversation. And it's okay to debate once in a while, too. I think those conversations are important to have. Sam and I get into it sometimes about different things.
Yeah, it's healthy.
It is healthy. Those are important conversations to have, I really do believe. And especially, I can see, especially these days, and I mean, I'm sure it was even more so in the past, but you know, we're oftentimes voting for fundamental rights being given or taken away from people, sometimes us ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see in a relationship, suddenly you're like, you're voting for somebody who is against a right that I have,
right?
Whatever that is. I can see, I think it makes sense that that can cause some friction.
I know, but again, why does it have to be so divisive in 2019?
And that's something I see that we're, as Canadians, we're kind of slowly, not totally, but slowly kind of turning into the state where we're starting to become a little bit more divided in our beliefs.
And if you're not for one, you're sort of against the other.
And if you believe this, and all of a sudden we can't agree, or you're my enemy, and we're not as bad as the States. I'm not saying that, but we're kind of going down that path, it feels.
I think it's unfortunate that a lot of these issues are still coming up that are so divisive. Do you know what I mean? Because of course people are going to be passionate about things that are their lives and their rights if they're going to be taken away from them.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.